Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was NRA Lobby Day yesterday at the General Assembly. A pretty healthy group down at the state capitol as the Senate committees heard a lot of these very, very controversial and I think pretty awful bills that going through the General Assembly. Daniel Spiker is the Virginia director for the National Rifle Association, and he's up early this morning. So how do you think your event went yesterday? And I also want to ask you about the specific bills, but we'll start with the event.
Sure, John. I really appreciate you having me on this morning.
Of course.
We were overwhelmed by the turnout we had. We had originally anticipated. We had gotten like 600 RSVPs because we only get a small number of postcards in the Richmond area trying to turn folks out. We far exceeded that. I don't know any official numbers. I was in line for committee with all of the mess at security yesterday.
Did you get in?
A number. I was able to get in. Okay. I was able to testify on these bad bills. But, no, it was – we were overwhelmed by the turnout. I think you see the passion and the enthusiasm that our members have to, you know, protect their constitutional rights. And we were so proud to have so many, you know, hardworking members take time off of work to come out and lobby their legislators yesterday.
All right. So the NRA, I think wrongfully but successfully, has been vilified in the United States by leftists. So whenever I have somebody come on representing a group that I think is beaten up on pretty frequently, I want to give you a chance to tell me who you are and why this is so important to you in your own words without somebody else trying to characterize it for you.
Certainly, I appreciate the opportunity. The NRA is the oldest gun rights organization in the United States, dating back to the 1870s. And, you know, it's unfortunately the political climate and what we're dealing with and the headwinds. You know, as you put, we are demonized, and I think it's unfair. And, you know, we've been making some inroads with members of the media and trying to help them. We can be a resource in understanding why these pieces of legislation are so bad. You know, we had a reporter ask us last week, you know, and an opportunity to say, I don't know what an assault weapon is. You know, I don't understand how a silencer works. I see on the movies and it's pew, pew, pew. And, you know, some things are so far set from reality. And there are ways that we can work with legislators. We can work with the media. We're a resource. It's not simply a political organization. It's, you know, protecting institutions like hunting and sports shooting and, you know, the right to protect yourself and all these things that are fundamentally entrenched in the Constitution. Unfortunately, in the rhetoric of, you know, of the 2000s, things are getting more and more divisive, more and more polarized. But certainly the NRA, we're here to serve our members. We are here to protect the Constitution and to fight for our God-given right to bear arms that shall not be infringed.
If we were to go through and itemize the bills that are before the General Assembly right now, which two or three really rise to the top of concerns for you?
Obviously, previous to yesterday, SB 16, Senator Sazlaw's bill, was certainly number one on our list.
What's now, that say?
Yesterday, an assault weapons ban was the idea, but it was so broad in scope, it would pull in, you know, everything from hunting shotguns to certain modifications on handguns. Just a terrible bill, and it resulted in confiscation. That it said if you own this weapon on July 1st, you're automatically a felon. That bill was stricken yesterday in committee, which is we see as a step forward. Unfortunately, two steps backwards. The governor has endorsed House Bill 961 from Delegate Levine. That bill actually goes further than what SB 16 did. The bill has provisions for registration, mandating that assault weapon owners have to register with the government. And if you don't, you're a felon. And if you own that weapon, you're still a felon, unless the state police grant you a license. There's a lot of other things in the bill. It's very broad, very wide sweeping. It's arguably worse than SB 16, so we're certainly turning our attention there.
Does that have a chance of getting through the House?
I think everything has a chance getting through the House with the rhetoric we've seen from a number of members. Some of the unfortunate provisions that the House has already passed. The gun ban in the Capitol was a House-driven initiative that they couldn't get done in their rules, so they rammed it through in a joint committee without notifying members. In the Republican, I think the House unfortunately looks to be where a lot of the more radical and far out legislation is going to come from. And, based on our conversations, we have real hopes that a lot of these things will be tempered and, stopped in the Senate based on the conversations with a few key senators.
Yeah. I'm looking at the clock and I know we got to go, but I feel like there are a lot of different groups that are very distressed at what's happening in the General Assembly. And I've been surprised as I scroll through Facebook, that there's some sniping amongst the groups. Is everybody kind of putting aside previous rivalries and working to protect the rights of Virginia citizens, or is there still some animosity here between, that goes back a decade between different groups?
No, we have a great relationship with a number of folks. Our members are, the members that we represent are members of multiple groups. We're not taking a position of a competition or anything along those lines. We did a lobby day yesterday to strategically focus. It was the first day the bills could come up. It was the first day the bills did come up. The VCDL and other groups do a great job with what they do on January 20th. Now, it's not our event. We wanted to make sure we had a presence the first opportunity bills could come. And obviously there's a lot of comments and different members feel very passionately about this issue and would like to see, whether it be more done or more activity or, it's impossible to satisfy everyone. But overall, I think we are all, it's a full court press and, tackling these bills that go far too hard on our membership and the law-abiding citizens of Virginia.
Yeah, the rivalry, everybody can pick that up in March. But for the next 2 months, boy, they better focus like a laser beam on some of these issues, because once they're passed, it's going to be difficult to fix them or repeal them. Daniel Spiker is the Virginia director for the National Rifle Association, and I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
John, thanks so much.
It's 8:13 on this Tuesday morning. We'll come back and we'll look at what the roads are like right now. A lot of accidents, I think, earlier, but hopefully as we head into this rush hour, it's not going to get worse. Plus, we'll look at the rain and when that might go away. Next, News Radio WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.